to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
There is but one way.
One.
In every dispensation, God had one way for everybody to do, everybody that was going to be saved in Amen. That day.
Amen.
Nothing has changed.
Amen.
He's a God that changeth not.
Amen.
That's true.
But two cannot walk together except it be agreed.
Agreement.
This is not my message. It's just a point I want to get out of the way. I agree with God.
Amen.
Debating is not something I'm going to do.
Yes.
If the word speak, what am I going to debate it for? Amen. To who? A heathen? A heathen ain't going to ever get it. I'm wasting my time. I might need that breath at the end of my life.
Amen.
To be able to say, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Forgive me for everything.
Amen.
He said, oh, thou man of God, I won't impute nothing to you. Just in case. Because there's going to be some hell up there if I ain't there.
Oh, yes, sir.
I better check my garment now.
Because
yeah. I'm not going to be bound hand and foot in cash.
That's right.
No, sir.
That's right.
No, sir.
Amen.
Praise God. Judgment started right here.
I went to the services of the convocation.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the preacher talk to the devil.
Oh, no.
And I went, who? And they just were rejoicing. And he yelling at the devil, telling the devil what to do. This is not the devil's temple.
Amen. Amen.
Now, he might come and join, but it ain't me.
Amen. Not in me.
You got to check yourself.
Amen. Not in me.
Well, he in here, but he ain't me.
Amen.
I agree.
With God. That's right.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 That's right, man.
I have no conversation, and you cannot accuse it.
Amen.
That's right.
If you accuse the enemy,
that's right,
and perhaps it's God,
hallelujah,
what have you just called God?
Oh, my Lord.
You call God the devil. There ain't nothing but the devil and his God.
Amen.
That's true.
Jude said, do not bring an accusation against him.
That's right.
Your conversation, saints, I'm telling you, ever, never, forever or ever, to talk to the enemy.
Amen.
You will lose.
Amen.
He'll have you taking blessed oil and blessing doorknobs. Mm. And looking at your life and saying, you're dummy. Ain't no spirit in the knob.
Oh, no,
but he got you blessing the doorknob.
Oh, yeah.
For what? The devil gonna still walk in. He don't need a doorknob. You think he gonna turn the doorknob and walk in? The door gonna open on his own accord. He gonna walk in.
No,
he gonna touch it and go, ooh. Y'all watch too many movies. He gonna come in somebody.
Amen.
That's true.
And when he come in, he gonna say, now, Johnson, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Shelton, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Patterson, I know. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gonna jump on you
mm-hmm.
and beat you out of your clothes. What is it about the devil? He want people naked. The man up in the mountain, he ain't got no clothes on. And then y'all take this testimony and say, I want to thank the Lord that I'm clothed and in my right mind. When have y'all ever been naked?
Amen.
That's the speech. That's that man's testimony. He was naked. And when they saw him, he was then clothed.
And in his right mind.
And the devil that gone, the legion of devils that gone to the pit.
Amen.
But that's not my message.
Amen.
Do you have faith?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Then you must answer the question. Because the Lord said, have faith in me.
Yes.
He came by a Mark 11. I'm going to be all over. Look, if y'all read anything, I can preach it. I'll preach Christ if you read anything.
That is true.
Christ saw a tree from a distance. It had leaves. And he got closer to it and didn't have no figs. He said, henceforth forever, man shall not eat from you.
Jesus
and they came back, and the apostles noticed that all of a sudden the tree had withered and rotted down to the root. And Jesus had one thing to say to them, have faith in God.
Faith.
Amen.
What I just did, he said, you could talk to that mountain. And he's talking about, oh, he ain't talking about a real mountain. He's talking about trials in your life. Mm-mm. Trials in my life is not a mountain.
Amen.
But that damn mountain yonder he pointed to was.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
He said you can have that mountain move.
Yeah, that's right.
If you have faith in God.
Amen.
That's the requirement.
That's right.
Do you have faith?
Amen. Amen.
So if you have faith, you then can't walk with unbelief.
Amen.
It is not possible. Because the thing is in you is not in them.
Amen.
Amen. That's true. Absolutely. Amen.
And you're going to sit there and try to wrestle with them. Mm-mm. And they're going to hold you. And here come the Lord. Mm-hmm. And your lamp don't burn out messing with them fools.
Mm.
And now your lamp going out, out, and you got to go by.
Some more.
And while you out,
come and go.
He done come and gone.
Amen.
You out trying to, because some heathens will say, "Ooh, bro, you know, I'm just waiting on the Lord." If you say you're waiting on the Lord and you heard the truth, you're not waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
You're waiting on something else.
Amen.
It's not the Lord. The day in that you hear.
Oh, that's right. Harden not your heart.
That's not my message.
Amen.
But you say, get to it. I got a lot of time before Deacon Roland has to get on the plane. I got smiles.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
This is the best part of the service.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Word.
For me, y'all don't work me to death over here.
For sure. Amen.
I want you to leave inspired.
Amen.
I want you to remember when you look down your telescope of time,
yes,
and you just turn it to look back from where you came and look, yes, way down, mm-hmm, where you was born and the Lord had you in mind.
Yes.
Amen.
And all the trials of the life,
Lord, Lord,
tried to be at your house that, yes, God himself has built.
Yes.
Built on a rock.
Mm. You all are used to hearing about yourself being a rock.
Yes.
A house on a rock.
Yes.
Get used to hearing that you are a tree.
Yeah. Amen.
Here's a tree.
Yes.
That's going to bring all manner of fruit.
Fruit. Yes. Amen.
You will bear fruit in season.
And out of season.
And out of season.
Amen.
If the Lord comes and needs someone that has been faithful.
Yeah.
You say, Lord, I'm at the 93rd year of my life.
Yes.
I can still bring forth fruit.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
These old young people, mine just got here, should be able to remember everything. And they asked a question that happened 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
Said, what was that scripture the man of God gave us at the Dallas Convention? And everybody going, in a 93-year-old voice.
Mm.
Say Psalms 82.
Yeah.
Amen.
And these old young ones, they hide behind the wood. Couldn't even remember. But in the 93rd year of life, here's a soul says, nothing wrong with my mind. He's
That's
kept
right.
my mind in perfect
peace.
Because I kept it.
Yes.
Stayed on him.
Amen. Why? God.
Therefore, I can bring forth fruit.
Fruit. That's right.
In a season where most folks have dried up.
Yeah, that's right. Withered away.
Mm. Withered away.
Yes.
Minds don't know they in the world.
Yeah.
And here I'm sitting perfect of mind.
Yeah.
To tell the other man of God spoke from song.
Yeah.
But that's not my
message.
My job is to edify.
Edify. That's right.
The church.
Amen.
Most of you have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. So I don't have to preach repentance and water baptism.
Amen.
But if you ain't been baptized right, I got a beautiful pool.
Yeah.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Amen.
Found out it was the pool that Bishop Johnson put here.
Yes.
In 1957 or more, or around that time.
Thank the Lord.
But I updated it to make it look like me.
Amen.
He was from the clay of Carolina.
Amen.
I'm from Florida, the sunshine state. So I put a little light on the situation.
Hallelujah.
And the thing is, when you look at every picture you take of it, you think that there is a light in the pool.
Yes.
Look at it. Take a picture of it. It looks like a light is in it, but there is no light,
no light
that you can see.
The light of God.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Ask them that have been here for ages.
Hallelujah.
To say, I was 25 years old when that pool was baptized. That was some 60 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's a light in there now.
Amen.
Amen.
But that's not
message.
My message. Rahom, it's the worst thing to give a preacher a microphone. I can imagine. When I stood on the Sea of Galilee and my guide said, Bishop Patterson, he said, yes, he said, speak. And I spoke and I said, oh my word. You could hear your voice resounding like you had a microphone and there were 12 million people around you, and your voice carried at the sea. So I can understand when Jesus stood there and he opened his mouth.
Yeah.
And he backed up on a ship and began to speak to the multitude that was gathered. He didn't have one of these. But that's not my message. I guess you say get to it.
No, sir.
When I'm ready.
Amen.
Because I'm here to tell you, the Lord has done a marvelous thing.
Yes, he has.
Marvelous
in my eyes.
And I'm looking at it.
Yes.
You're the apple
of his eye.
Of his eye.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
His body of Christ.
And I can understand the Solomon, he said, I'm sick of love.
Sick of love.
I finally understand that. You know, I always thought I'd be a great lover to if I was married. I don't think so nowadays. I'm older.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I've looked at other folks' experience.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would have been too good. She would have probably told me, I'm sick of you. Take a vacation. But the Lord will never, ever tire of you.
Amen.
When he said you were a tree planted by water, how did you get there? How did you get planted? How did you get rooted, grounded, and settled? That you say, I agree with every word of God.
Yeah.
If the Lord said, I didn't come to condemn, why you condemn it?
Amen.
This ain't my message either. Why you pick at me? You see something on the outside that you can attack.
Yeah.
But what about that heart of yours?
Lord.
Yes.
The Lord said, I didn't come to condemn. Why do we condemn? Why do we
have good conscience toward God?
That's right.
You've got to have a good
conscience toward God.
Conscience toward God. Once that heart and that thought is right,
yes.
I won't find no fault in you.
Amen.
You know why? Jesus didn't.
That's right.
Okay. You want to try me? Try me.
Amen.
It's not my message either. There was a woman caught in the very act of adultery. She was guilty.
Yes.
And they drug her, as y'all say in your vernacular, drug her behind the Jesus.
Yes, they did. Amen.
And when they got her butt, as y'all say, to Jesus.
Yes.
Some people say some other things, but
we'll go with that.
We'll go with this. Say they got her to Jesus.
Yes.
And everybody there condemning her.
Yes. Amen.
And Jesus just wrote on the ground, I wish I knew. But he wrote.
Yeah.
Thank God it wasn't given to the word. But he was just ignoring. He said, which one of you without sin casts the first stone?
That's it.
You think when they judged themselves to be sinful that they would have said, Lord, I need forgiveness.
Help me, Lord.
But they left.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the one that they wanted condemned stayed.
Amen.
He looked and said, well, where are your accusers?
Where?
So the next time somebody finds some fault in you, say, why you got to look like that? Yeah. You say, well, where's my accusers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you. Oh. Mm-hmm. The Lord find.
Hallelujah.
No fault.
No fault.
Glory.
Though I'm guilty.
Yes.
He said, I find.
No fault. Amen.
Go on now and sin no more. Put that in your brain.
Yes.
Don't let anybody condemn you in your walk. Whatever the Lord has given you to fight him about, you and God fight until you get the victory. Amen. And when you get the victory, you come and tell the Lord, I am thankful that when you found me in the dark, you didn't leave me in the dark, but you brought me to the light.
Amen. Amen.
And I will be careful if I was you.
Yes.
That you get everything right and still live.
Amen. Mm.
If you make everything in your life perfect and you're walking around just as perfect, I ain't done nothing wrong. You just lied.
Just lied. Amen. Amen. Said so. The word said so.
Amen. You will drag sin to the grave.
Amen.
You can't get rid of this because it's your house.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
But you got to drag it and say, I'm going to be judged by the deeds that I have done in this body. So I'm going to reconcile my life every day. Because every day I wake up, I have a fight on my hands.
Amen.
That is true. That is true. Every day. Amen.
Every
day.
Said it's in my house and I'm still in charge of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
She shook her head. She gave you 1 year. Now she's looking up. Married that guy three times, she said.
Three times.
Wow.
This must same be man. This must be the charge.
And so are you.
Amen.
But amen. I have a way
out. Amen. Amen.
The gates of hell shall not prevail. Not when I get there. He said, if I made my bed in hell, who's going to be there? So I'm going to stay there. Hell is just a grave. Yeah. Don't get all out of bed, out of shape. That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
The grave.
Amen.
Can you get out?
Amen. I can get out.
Amen.
You can only get out if you carry something in there.
That's right. You got to have it in your bones.
If something is in you, when you get in there, the Lord will set a watch on the stone.
That's right. Amen.
And if you were there a billion years, you know your watch would never move.
Never move.
They said, I was charged to bring you back to God.
Amen.
And as long as you rest, we're going to stand here and wait for you.
That's right.
Amen. And when the Lord said, it's time, say, all right, wait.
Come on. No other Lord. Over your grave.
Hallelujah. Come looking for me among the dead.
That's right. He's the God of the living.
My message.
Yeah. Can two walk together?
What you trying to
except they be agreed.
Yeah? Really? Here is where folk take a scripture and rest it to destruction.
Oh, destruction. Amen.
Amen.
They took the sister scripture to this in Corinthians that said about, you know, say, well, you cannot marry unequally yoked. That's not written nowhere.
Mm-mm.
That's not written anywhere. But you take a scripture and you twist it.
That's right.
Yeah.
The scripture in Corinthians is talking about I can't yoke the church to unbelief to another church and say, oh, we're going to fellowship.
That's what
I have now yoked.
Yes.
Amen. But I don't agree with them.
That's right. Yes,
that's right. But I'm going to yoke and say, we're going to be fellow. We're going to be.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to walk together.
We can't do that.
Told folks that are married are not yoked.
Amen.
They are one flesh.
One flesh. Amen.
Oh, me and my wife are yoked together. Say, honey, I'm going to go right. She said, no, I'm going to go left. Marriage is not like that.
Amen.
They become one flesh.
One flesh.
She become now bone of his bone.
That's right.
The flesh of his flesh.
Amen.
So Paul said, if you got one that is sanctified and she's going to stay with you, stay.
Stay. That's right.
Who knows whether or not you will save her or not, old man?
That's right.
So that means the unbeliever can be married to a sanctified believer.
Amen. Amen.
That is true.
Or he said, else your children are not holy.
Oh, amen.
That
amen.
Is true.
But this is my message. You take a scripture and you rest and say, oh, you're unequally yoked. Marriage is not yoked.
That is true.
That's taking the church and I don't have a concord with unbelief. Or a false doctrine. That's why he said, can two walk together except they be agreed? You and I are walking together, and I might not agree with you, but we're having a discussion.
Yeah.
He said, now come now.
Let us reason together.
Said who?
Lord of hosts.
So we are coming together. You know how many disputes there were in the church that folks didn't agree? He said, oh, we can't walk with you because we don't agree with you. No, they said, what did you say, brother? He said, well, except you be saved, circumcised, you can't be saved. He said, well, wait a minute, brother. Where you get that from?
Yeah.
Did Peter say that? He said, come on, we're going to Jerusalem. We're going to find out.
Right.
You don't tell a brother, get out. We're going to throw you out of the church.
No.
We're going to disfellowship you. You can't disfellowship nobody out of God's church. Only I can do that.
Amen.
I'm the only one in here has the power to do such.
Amen.
I'm the only one that has power to give your soul over to Satan for a season to stop you from blaspheming, even against God.
Amen.
Against me.
Amen.
This is not my message.
Amen.
But it's a part of my thoughts for you. We walk together because we agree. And we come to a point in where we don't, we sit down and we reason. I'm not going to, in the middle of the night, go grab two folks and say, I'm going to need you to be a witness. I'm going to need you to be a witness. And when we get that Patterson on the phone, I'm going to call you first. And then you say, you're standing. I'm going to have you say something. And then I'm going to come and say, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, you're going to let everything be established. And you can't work with Bishop Patterson. That's Bishop Samuels. He didn't realize that was written in Acts before he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did it, I let him know, you're out of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot grab two folk and have someone that's going to not tell the truth until you hear me. You can't judge me until you hear
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. That's what it says.
It's not my message.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But I can walk with any brother, whether he's right or wrong. The elder prayed and said, this is a hospital. It is.
Yeah.
Everybody here is sick.
Yes, right.
I'm the sickest.
Yes.
You better come in here and get your little thing in. You put you on life support.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what the church is for.
Amen.
If you're not sick, you ain't got no business here. That's my message.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
That's not a husband and a wife. That's not talking about marriage.
No, sir.
Marriage makes two souls one. They don't remain separate.
That is
Amen.
Amen.
They become one.
What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
Now, you and Vivian married, they're going to say you righteous and she unrighteous, so what you doing with her?
One flesh.
Oh.
20 is one.
What marriage y'all know, even in the same so-called church, the same belief came out of the same community, married by God himself.
Amen.
And every day was, oh, honey, how are you today?
Mm-mm.
What do you want for breakfast? Whatever you want, dear. Sometimes you come to the house and the whole place all turned upside down.
Oh, yeah.
And folks come in and say, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, what's wrong? I said, I'm pressing.
Amen.
Why are you pressing? Sweat dropping off your leg, drops of blood. He said, I'm just pressing. I'm so mad. I don't know who can make you maddest. That thing next to you. That's Joe. I know what he's tied to. And he has handled it for how many years? 40 years. He don't handle that thing for 40 years. Now you ask Brother Bell, Cherie's husband.
Oh boy.
When he married her, he said, look, sweetie, you get two fights a year. Two. Now, you pick. Because I'm going to meet you. And all the others, I'm not going to pay you no mind. But those two you get, we're going to go at it.
Two fights a year.
You get two. And she needs them. She come from the stock of Gloria Dolores, like, you gonna prove to me you love me. My mama would try my daddy sometime, Pat be doing something, she just drop down on the floor. He said, Dolores? She said, this one, just check it. Your marriage is going to have ups and downs in it.
Amen.
You think when Jesus walked in flesh and blood with the apostles, everybody that started out with him ended with him?
No, sir.
No. When he got to that drinking that blood and eating his flesh, them folks said, wait a minute.
That's right.
We can't agree with you on that song. Them two couldn't walk together.
No, sir.
They say, bye.
That's right.
He looked at you that stayed. He said,
Would you go also?
That's right.
Somebody with good sense said, where can I go in the words of eternal
life?
Right.
That's right.
I'm going to hang with you. If
Amen.
This drinking this blood and eating this flesh is what we got to do, bring it on.
Yeah.
Amen.
I agree with you.
Amen.
Amen.
So, when you begin to look at the word of God and say, I'm a tree.
Yeah, amen.
This is not my message. The fruit of the tree is my message.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So get to it.
And seeing a fig tree afar off with leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves.
Okay, that's good. They can read that at home.
Amen.
Jeremiah 17. Start me at the 5th verse.
17? The 17th chapter?
Yes. You think Jeremiah sat down to say chapter 17?
No, sir.
Verse 1.
No.
I love Jesus. He said, anybody got a book? Somebody said, here's one. He said, this is being fulfilled in your day. Close the book and gave it back. I like that.
Amen.
It better be here.
Amen.
It better be here.
Amen. 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 Amen.
6th verse. 17th chapter of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 17:6.
Yes.
For he shall be like the heath in the desert.
A heath in the desert is like a little
oasis.
A little bush. That's in this open land, and it's just, ain't nothing out there, but like, you see in the desert, the little things be floating out, floating around, that's what it is. If somebody put their trust in man, and you trying to agree with it, that's what you like.
Thus saith the Lord.
The Lord said.
Cursed be the man that trusteth in man.
Do you agree with this?
Amen.
Amen.
Watch how I tie everything that's not my message into the message.
And make it. Flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth.
You don't agree with what is written. You don't trust God.
Amen.
And I started out asking you, do you have faith?
Amen.
Amen.
If you're going to please God, that means you must have faith.
Amen. Amen.
Not unto me.
That's right.
Have it unto yourself.
Unto yourself.
That is true.
Yes, come on.
Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man
that trusts in man.
And maketh flesh his arm.
You're going to trust in flesh.
And whose heart departeth from the Lord.
Heart's gone. Because you don't agree with God.
Well, you shall be like the heath in the desert.
You'll be like in the desert.
And shall not see when good cometh.
When good come, you say, I'm waiting on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And good has already come. I'm waiting on the Lord. Good has already come. I gave y'all a parable years ago.
Amen.
There's a storm coming.
Yes.
And the newscasters tell them a storm is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the man said, I'm waiting on the Lord. And here come the water up to your door.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come on now. We need to leave before it gets too bad. No, I'm going to wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the water come on in. Don't fill your basement. And I'm pushing you up to the second floor. And here come a boat.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come on. So, waiting on the Lord. And now you don't got an attic, ain't got on the roof. Water. Remember them, every thousand.
Yeah. He measured a thousand.
That's the right. Word of the Lord is trying to come to you.
That's right.
And you don't wait from your ankles to your loins to
your
shoulder. And now it's a river.
That's
and you're
right.
On the top of your chimney. Mm-hmm. And here come a helicopter saying, grab a hole. He said, I'm waiting
on
the Lord.
Mm.
And the next thing you know, you don't drown.
That's right.
Waiting on
the Lord.
And the Lord came with the door, roof, chimney.
Shall not see good.
When good comes.
When good comes.
When your heart is gone from God, you won't see him coming.
That's right.
But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness.
You're going to be out somewhere in a desert, no water, no nothing.
In a salt land and not inhabited.
You'll be out there by yourself. It's uninhabited but you. Yes, but if you trust in the Lord.
Blessed is the man that trusts.
Cursed is the one that trusts the Lord. He's the one that are blessed.
Is the man that trusteth in the Lord.
When you trust in the Lord, when you seek the Lord, the Lord is happily, he said, you'll find him.
Yes.
The Lord is not going to hide from you 100 years.
No,
that's right.
The Lord is not going to leave you without a witness for 8 years.
No, sir. No, sir.
No,
sir. Say, my daddy was a man of God. He was. Where is he? He died. When? Yesterday? He died 8 years ago. Oh.
We go to preaching priest.
Who carried you for 8 years? Oh, we're waiting on the Lord. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the children of Israel waiting 8 years after Moses died to go? Mm. They knew who to follow before Moses closed his eyes.
Amen. Amen.
You don't think we knew who to follow when the man of God closed his eyes the first time? Mm-hmm. Bishop Johnson died?
Mm-hmm.
Because the brothers have said, Bishop Johnson, sir, you got to move Bishop Sam Shelton, Brother Shelton, out of that position. Because if something happens to you, you don't do. Bishop Johnson said, my hands are
all tied. Amen.
My hands are tied. Who can tie my hands? God, you can't.
God.
I'll be like Nehemiah if you tie my hands. Bishop Shelton tied Bishop Nehemiah up so tight. Mm-hmm. He said, if you get out of here, he said, the Lord's going to loose you. He had him in his seat. He said, take your shoes off. Take your socks off. Nehemiah obeyed. Just sat there like a little lamb. Mm-hmm. Bishop Shelton, God, give me that rope. He took that rope and tied up his feet, tied up his hands, bound the man to the chair.
Sure,
and
is.
He said, if you get off or loose from this, the Lord is going to have to loose you. And he was like this talking to him. And when he did this and walked to the pulpit, it was 2 or 3 steps. Nehemiah did this, and it was right behind it.
Amen. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And whose hope.
You can't tie me up.
The Lord is.
The only one that can restrict my hand and my feet is the one that sent me to you to loose you.
Yes.
Amen.
So when they said, Bishop Johnson moving, he said, my hands are tied. I can't. So who's going to change the testator's testimony once the testator is gone?
Cannot.
So the elders, the whole pulpit got cleaned out. Thank Amen. God for me.
Amen.
One elder gets a whole lot of people, hundreds of people, to sign a proposition and a proclamation to go to the courts to sue him to get it. He lost.
Amen.
The man looked at the bylaws. He said, well, who is Samuel S. McDowell Shelton? Bishop Shelton said, me. He said, next. Mm-hmm. In less than 30 days, mm-hmm. I got 30 years.
Yeah. Amen.
Am I worried?
No, sir. God's still on the throne.
When David was dying, and his son Adonijah said, I'm going to be king. And Adonijah had his little feast, and people went.
Mm-hmm.
He had some people come to his party.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
And they heard all the music and the going on and carrying on.
Yes.
So a spy went in and said, what's going on up here? They said, Adonijah, done become king. They said, really? And David hadn't given up the ghost just yet. But that's how folks are. They start before you close your eyes. And when they went into him, he said, sir, who shall reign after you? And Bathsheba was there. He said, Solomon will reign after me. They said, Solomon? Adonijah's already gone out.
Already prepared.
He said, well, prepare my things. Mm-hmm. Put it on Solomon. And Solomon went. Mm-hmm. Who did the church follow?
Solomon.
Amen.
The Lord don't hold you for 8 years in limbo.
Amen.
No, sir. Not at all.
He knows who's going to be his successor.
Yes.
When he said, let there be light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you put your trust in the Lord, bless you won't follow a stranger, because he said he wouldn't let you do that.
Amen.
He'll control you. He won't let you do
it.
He said, I did it for a season because I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I
know better, I'm going to do better.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed is the man
Blessed
that,
is the man
in
that
Lord,
trusts in the Lord
and whose hope the Lord
whose
is.
Hope the Lord is.
For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters.
Here you go.
That spreadeth out her roots by the river.
I think G has fallen into her testimony. She put me on fire when she said it the other night. She said, while he was in the grave, 3 days and three nights. Three nights he stayed in the grave for me.
Amen.
And I was about to come and my roots was down in the ground. He reached out and touched even me.
Hallelujah to God. And spreadeth out her roots by the river.
There's G. Come on, Lord, I can't make the journey.
Amen.
Unless you help me. Because I'm going to get dry sometime. And I'm not going to know which way to run. So if you don't help me and come down to Aiken, South Carolina, I'm going to make shipwreck of my life. I need something to come down here and break up my folly ground because my roots are deep. And I've been gone for 50 some years, but I know the Lord is able. I've been cut down many times and been set out for dead, but I thank God, I keep springing up. Spring it up.
Yes. Spread it out her roots.
How? Because I got rooted.
Root by the
and grounded.
Yeah.
When the land of God was in Columbia and Cincinnati, Ohio, and my soul went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. He baptized me. He took me down from the soul. And I started tearing around the altar. And I got the Holy Ghost speaking in an unknown tongue.
Amen.
My roots got deeper and deeper and deeper. And I said, now I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree
planted by the water.
Yes.
For he shall be as a tree planted by the water.
I'm a tree.
Planted by the water.
I'm going to bring some fruit forth.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring some even in season. That's the part I need you to start thinking about. I got to bring forth fruit in out of season when things are going bad.
Amen.
And I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
And my cover's about to go low.
Yeah.
I got to come now. It's a season.
Yeah.
It's my winter.
Yes.
And everything we see, not me, I got to bring forth fruit. Perhaps the Lord will come and want to sit with someone that have faith in it. He said, do you have faith? He said, yes, Lord, I have faith. He said, let me see. Are you willing to die for your brother? He said, yes, Lord. Are you willing to make your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable? Say, yay, Lord.
Lord.
I'm going to put a sickness upon you. Can you still believe that I'm able to deliver? Bring it on.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Job set in for you. His whole life set in for you. So when anything comes and he lets the enemy about your hedge, you'll sit down in sackcloth and ashes and say, in all of my appointed time shall I wait. But I need you to understand, Job was telling the Lord before he even opened those words. He said, you appoint a time.
Right.
You put me in the ground.
Put me in the ground.
And then call my name.
I'll answer. Glory to God.
Can
Amen.
You say that?
Yes. Amen. I'll answer.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Shall be as a tree planted by the waters.
Planted by the waters.
And that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But
when the heat cometh, it's not going to bother you. Let it come on.
But a leaf shall be green.
Hallelujah to God. Even at winter.
Yeah.
I'm an evergreen.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
And shall not be careful in the year of drought.
When the drought comes,
hallelujah.
Not going to affect me.
No thing.
Hallelujah, God, I'm rooted.
Really?
Yes.
And I'm grounded.
Hallelujah.
And I'm settled in the word of God. And I cannot be moved. I'm giving you this so you'll know this is you. I'm talking to you who are a tree that God planted as a seed sower. When he went out and threw seed, he threw your seed that was going to bring you forth and it landed on good earth. And you start coming forth and your breath said, Lord, I might not be a part of Israel, but can you just grasp me?
Yes, Lord.
He take you and throw you into his branch. And you start getting your nourishment from God Almighty.
Amen.
So I might not be in the roots as Israel is, but I'm in here.
In the tree.
Yes.
Yes.
Shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
There you go.
You will never, ever stop bringing forth fruit. So when someone tells you, and they try to condemn you, and you know you're bringing forth fruit.
Mm.
You're going to condemn what God has done because of some spirit that's talking to you?
No, sir.
Judge every spirit. See after to see if that's God talking
that's
to you.
That's right.
Because if it's God, he's going to be saying, good job.
Yeah. Amen.
Moving on.
Amen.
Press your way.
Press your way.
It's going to be all right.
Amen.
I'm with you.
Yes.
Though you might be dying.
Yes. Still with you.
I'm still with you.
Yes.
If you make your bed in hell. I'm still with you. If you take on the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, you're going to find him.
Amen.
That's the Lord talking.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Come on.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
That heart? Who can tame that thing? It's like a tongue.
Mm.
And if your heart is sour, who are you going to come after? Children of God.
Mm. And desperately wicked.
Mm.
Who can know it?
Who can know it?
Mm.
You.
Amen.
But don't let folks push you. And don't let people tell you you're not in the church. The only one that can make that decision is you.
Amen.
That is true.
Amen. How the Lord search the heart.
The Lord will search your heart.
I'll try the reins.
You'll try them.
He'll make you prove. To give every man.
The ones that say you ain't in the church, here you are seeking God.
Seeking God.
Day and night. Day and night. Day and night.
Yeah.
Can you imagine coming to the man of God and he condemn you?
Mm-mm.
No.
He said, oh, you're on your way to hell.
Mm-mm.
No.
Wrong. So you might as well give up. If he's a God and he speaks for heaven,
mm-hmm.
and he told you you're on your way to hell, what you going to do?
Don't point at me.
Oh. What you gonna do against God?
Amen.
When Moses stood at Korah, and he said to the Lord, he said, well, the Lord said, let's do a new thing.
Uh-huh.
And Moses said, the Lord said, like what? And Moses said, oh, let's see. Let's open up the ground and swallow them up.
Swallow them up.
The Lord said, oh, all right. Who's on the Lord's side? Everybody came. I said, come on out. Korah said, we ain't coming. He said, okay.
Uh-huh.
At the man of God's mouth, the ground
opened
and swallowed them up.
Amen.
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 You don't want to fall into the hands of an
angry God.
God.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
Especially if as an ambassador got to watch for you.
Amen.
That is right.
Let him watch over you.
That's right. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yes.
If you got trouble, you got troubles in your life,
yeah.
You say, oh, the man of God.
Yeah.
I said, don't even speak it to me. The Lord will give you the victory,
victory.
In
right.
everything, because you have gone to the cross with him and he's nailed any ordinances against him. He's nailed it to his cross. So you can overcome.
Amen.
Stop thinking that this world has victory over you. You are the seed of God. You are a tree.
That's right.
You're not in the desert.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Whatever you can think, God can do it.
Amen.
If you can think, and he can do that also.
Amen. I try the reins.
God will try the reins.
To give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing.
There's my message.
Amen.
You're going to be rewarded.
Yes.
For the fruit
from the fruit that grew on your tree.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 61, let me end up.
Amen.
Deacon Rowland got to catch a plane. He ain't like me, they'll wait for. They see my name, they wait. One time I was in a lounge just sleeping. The next thing I heard over the Bishop Patterson. And I'm plane is leaving from B and I think I'm in D. Bishop Patterson, our flight is boarded. I'm running like O.J. Simpson.
Running through airports.
But when I got there, they said, welcome aboard, sir. Thank you for waiting.
Amen.
So he got to go. But I'm so grateful that they thought to come and be with me. They traveled. Some folks travel to come to worship.
Amen.
The Lord has to reward them.
Amen.
The Lord has called me now to preach the gospel. He didn't call me to condemn you in anything.
Amen.
He called to get you the victory.
That's right. Amen.
I'll walk with y'all, grab the fire that comes down. As a brother said, Bishop, it's nice to meet you. I said, all right. He said, right. He said, where you going? I said, brother, where you going? He said, I'm going to go down here and get me a drink. I said, okay, I'm going with you. We were walking down the sidewalk. He said, what? I said, I'm going with you. He said, I'm going in the bar down there in the corner. I said, oh, I'm going. He said, no, you're not. I said, if I can't go, you can't go. He said, well, wait a minute. I'm going to get a drink. I said, I'm going. He got almost at the bar. And he realized, I'm getting to take the man of God into this bar. That brother gave up drinking at that moment.
Amen.
And if I had not walked
That's
with
right.
him,
I kept going.
I found many folk in awful places than that.
Amen.
But found deliverance. Amen. Because the word of the Lord met you.
Yeah.
And went into your heart.
Amen.
And call me now to bind up the brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Those things that are wrong. Yeah. Those things that people have been biting on you.
That's right.
And eating at you.
Yes.
You know what they did to Stephen? They were so mad at him.
Gnashed their teeth on him.
Because of the gospel. They had this, their pile of stones ready. Yeah. He just stood there.
That's right.
And for the sake of God,
yes.
he stones hit me.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
And he took every last.
Yes, he did.
And asked the Lord to forgive them.
Yes. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God.
That's the gospel. Yes.
Come on. The first verse?
Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
The Spirit. The Spirit. The word, my breath, all three things that I have there, that's God.
Amen.
And I carry them as my treasures.
Thank God.
Spirit of the Lord
because
God.
I tell you, sometimes I need God more in some moments than others.
Amen.
And it's those moments.
Hallelujah to God.
When the night is upon us. And you're waiting and the light of the sun has not even the horizon just yet.
Glory,
and you're still moaning.
Hallelujah.
And groaning and seeking after God. And his spirit meets you there and say, at the morning,
joy comes.
It's going to come, but you got to endure.
Hallelujah for the night.
Just
for the night. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
For tonight. And your night might be many days.
Yes.
She said, I don't know how I'm going to live or make it. But you got to fight with God.
Yes.
And tell him, use it. I've never, if you
never see the righteous forsaken.
Yes, and I will a garment that is fine linen.
Yes,
that is righteous. You put it on. You dressed me. When I got it in the water, you put this garment on me.
Yes.
So I'm going to give it back to you.
Yes.
That if you've never seen the righteous
glory to God
forsaken, then you got to help me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And watch you come.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to tell you to trust in God. Do you have
Yes.
Do you believe God? Pass what you're looking at. Say, I don't have anything, but can't you see that God will open the doors of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there is no room for it? Because you see it coming and you don't see anything. You say, I don't know. I said, drought. Look up.
Amen.
Go back seven times and wait for a cloud.
Glory.
Shape.
Like a bear's hand. Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
He gave me to you for good.
Good tidings.
Good.
Good tidings.
Good.
Good tidings.
Good.
Good tidings.
Give me some good news. Because you got to struggle in the sinful flesh every day and every hour. So when you come to the house of the Lord, can I find relief up in the mount of God? Up to the mount. I'll go with a host of sin all around.
All around.
To the mount.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He has sent me to
bind. He sent me to you.
Bind up the broken heart.
To bind up your heart if it's broken. I can fix it. Yeah. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah. I guarantee I'll fix it.
To proclaim liberty to the captive.
I will come and tell you, though you think you're captive, I'll tell you, God has already led that thing that got you. He's already led it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And it's going to let you go. If you're in prison, watch how your chains fall off on their own accord. And you can walk out because you're free in Christ. And when someone try to condemn you, you say, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. That means they can't find any occasion about your heart, your thought, your mind, and how you're serving God. They got to come at you another way.
Yes.
Your hair might be off. You might have on a plaid instead of a solid something. They got to go there. But they can't come here. They can't come here. And they can't come here. I'm going to preach liberty.
Good tidings.
Good tidings.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to God to bind up the broken heart.
Bind you up and come on, put you in the arm of Jesus.
Yeah.
And let him rock you for a season. And he put you down and say, come on now. Go on. You can make it now.
Right. To proclaim liberty to
proclaim
the captive.
Proclaim liberty to them that are in captive by some man religion that don't know the water baptism, that don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost, that don't know nothing about nothing.
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Glory
to God. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
Today is an acceptable moment.
Yes, sir.
To comfort all that mourn.
If you are sheep that have scattered from this, I am here to proclaim God sent me to you.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I've gone to all of the leaders.
Yes.
I made a map of all the things that went out.
Amen.
And as I find them, the Lord select the sheep out of there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So his word will be true.
Yes.
Just like they selected all the souls to be at Pentecost.
Yes.
All the 12 tribes. That's why he had 12 apostles. So when they went out, they found the people from their tribe and they all came to Pentecost.
Amen.
And now the Holy Ghost can fall. So he said, before I come, wherever my sheep were scattered, because you smite the shepherd,
the sheep were scattered.
Yeah. And when they scattered, the Lord said, before I come, I'm going to bring all the scattered sheep into one.
One. Amen.
Amen.
And his vision is not up for a private interpretation. It is. What it is.
Amen.
He said
what he said. Amen.
Come on, finish me up.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes.
Hallelujah.
The oil of
give
joy.
Me your ashes.
The oil
give me your ashes.
Yeah.
What do I have for you?
The oil of joy.
Yeah.
I will give take away your sadness and give you joy.
The oil of joy.
All your troubles.
Good morning.
Trouble and sorrow knock on your door. You say, come on in. But so much joy is in the house, sorrow fills.
Yes.
I feel uncomfortable around you. Yeah, then leave. Flee. Yes.
The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Isn't that, you see that garment?
Yeah.
His praise will ever be on my lips.
Yes.
Amen.
I want to be clothed that I can praise and worship God with you.
Yes.
Yes.
That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Thank you.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
You are trees of righteousness.
Yeah.
Isn't that just beautiful?
Yeah.
And the fruit thereof comes from what the preacher put in those bones.
Yeah. Thank you,
the preacher didn't prophesy for those bones. They're going to live.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to your flesh. It's going to go downward.
Hallelujah.
So if I spend my time with your flesh, I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
If I can get to the bone,
yes, Lord.
It's going to live.
Thank you for listening.
to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.